In studio, we have Vince Milevsky, who is with Visual Compass, a design company out of Ypsilanti. And Courtney Jones is with us as well. Courtney is on the board of the Ypsilanti Freight House, which is a public project there, a great public project. And you've been working with the team at Visual Compass.
Correct.
And Patronicity to raise the money in order to do the renovation of the freight house.
And we think so highly of Visual Compass that Vince has been, did our website.
Absolutely.
And has been managing it and helping us out for 4 years, 5 years now? It's been quite a while.
At least five.
But yeah. At least five, yeah. So thank you for
I do have a surprise for you guys.
Oh, you do? Oh, yes. Oh,
I'll share later.
We love surprises.
Yeah. And matter of fact, we've been working on some surprises behind the scenes with him. Also with us is Joe Bastian. And Joe is the author of a graphic novel called The Name Rouge, which is actually a legendary figure from Detroit's history. It has been turned into a graphic novel and also to some books for teenagers and for young readers. And Joe, as I understand it, you are going to be showing up in public with your cohorts, Carl Winans and the illustrator, I believe, at a Comic-Con coming up, the Great Lakes Comic-Con.
Yeah, we'll be at the Great Lakes Comic-Con on February 28th, so next weekend on Saturday at Macomb Community College.
Macomb Community College sounds really fun. A lot of other authors there and people who are into comics in particular, the graphic novels, I should say now. I should read what they are, the graphic novels. It's a great place to go. And when people get there, they can meet you, right?
Absolutely.
And who else will be there from Nain Rouge?
Carl will be there, and we're actually doing a breakout session talking about myths and legends, and our whole folkteller crypto folk movement.
I love it. Folkteller. What is crypto folk?
Crypto folk is a term that we've coined. It means hidden stories, and our goal is to take these regional tales, starting with the Nain Rouge, mm-hmm. and bring them to light in new and interesting ways. So to take them off the page and make them into graphic novels and into films and videos.
And as I understand from you, and I won't go into all the detail, by the way, folks, you can link back to those programs where Joe was on talking about the background a lot more from our homepage at internetadvisor.net. We have links to those podcasts. But briefly, the Nain Rouge or the Red Dwarf was something that really showed up as a legend back at the beginning of the history of the city of Detroit, am I right?
Yeah, it's as old as the city itself when the French founded Detroit in 1701.
Wow.
And then the legend, for people that don't know, the Nain Rouge is a red dwarf who appears as a harbinger of doom just before bad events.
Right, and then before the Detroit fire, he showed up?
Yeah, actually been seen. There's documented sightings of this creature over the past 300 years.
Fascinating. And you've taken that then and turned it into this folk tale, the crypto folk tale that you've told. It's been turned into a graphic novel. Now, you're on your way to a movie, I understand.
Yep, we're working on that. We're in pre-production for the film. And, we just keep moving forward. So it's really, the Nain Rouge for our folk teller publishing group, it's our pilot program. And mm-hmm. then we're looking at other legends around the country and around the world.
Cool.
To bring to light as well.
Now, you use Kickstarter to raise $18,000. That's been kind of the fun. That's just the theme of our program so far. Right, Joe?
That's correct.
Have you spent all of that?
I'm sorry?
Have you spent all that money?
Oh, yeah. It was actually we spent that and then some. That's the other thing the other lesson learned is what it costs to invest in getting the Kickstarter set up and mm-hmm. then actually paying everyone after and all the rewards that you have to invest in the rewards to pay your backers. So.
Vince is nodding his head sagely. Mm-hmm. That is one of the challenges, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the expense of the rewards, but also all the work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a team of people helping you, there's definitely some work involved.
Absolutely. We were looking, by the way, there are different models for crowdfunding. Again, folks, we have a resource page right below the Nain Rouge talking about comparing some of these things. And for instance, on GoFundMe, which is one of the other ones that's out there, people are taking things like heat for nuns at a convent in Chicago. $109,000 was raised for that. And
it sounds like a good cause.
Yeah, and there were others were a little more mundane. Well, people had, for instance, it was one about somebody with cancer, and they raised $71,000 for treatment, and there were other things. Where maybe a little more frivolous. People are running money, renting, getting money together to go see grandma or something like that.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii, yes. Now, Cal had a question beforehand. Cal, I want you to ask that question again, since Joe was on, and he's been through the process to some extent.
Yeah, Joe, could you please enlighten me on the tax ramifications after a successful crowdfunding program?
we had actually set up our publishing company prior. So we have an LLC and everything runs through that LLC.
Okay.
So you
end up having to fill out a Form K for your LLC, and that's the way we handled it.
Okay, so the person who originated the crowdfunding activity is responsible for the taxes, not the person receiving the benefit?
It's when you set up the Kickstarter, you can either set it up as an individual or you can set it up as a company. So we set it up as a company, so all the funds that we received went through the company.
Gotcha, understand.
So the corporate taxes then take care of that, right? Is that right?
Yeah, basically, whoever the entity is that's responsible on the crowdfunding is responsible for the taxes. They took the smart approach, had an LLC, channeled it through the funding through there, and then paid the taxes.
But how about
LLC.
Let's see, if I've donated $1,000, can I just take that off of my taxes and then as a donation?
For the Freight House, you can write it off.
I think only if it's a 501c.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
That's the kick. So
right. So folks donating to the Freight House, they get to write those donations off, and that information is all on the Patronicity Freight House webpage.
Excellent. Joe, are you going to use any kind of crowdfunding then for this really big task, which is the movie?
No, we're actually getting investments from that. So okay. Yeah, we're not going that route. I mean, there was an opportunity to do a short film that we could have crowdfunded, but this is a good thing. So the result of all this, not only did we get to publish our graphic novel, but we found a graphic novel publisher to partner with. So we have a whole marketing distribution network. And this, what we were trying to do was get the buzz for the film. So now we got the buzz, and we've got people, we've got investors interested in putting money to create the film. So that was one of our goals. It's really about, for us, it was about getting the story out there, getting more awareness.
That's
than
interesting.
Just the book.
That's interesting. They use that then as kind of the hook for somebody, a bigger investor who would be investing in the entire movie then from that point
on. All right. These campaigns definitely drive a lot of attention. So it's certainly possible that the campaign grows after the fact.
Yeah, and attention seems to be one of the key things. Joe, you talked about social media being really important in this process.
Yeah, you need to... I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say, it absolutely is, and we actually hired someone who was working for a temporary full-time to just handle the social media aspect, because it's like there's this pressure, and you have to keep the tension and the pressure high on people. You know, it's amazing to get people to, you know, give you money on your project. It's not something that's easily done. I think people will tend to, once you get past friends and family, you really have to you know, pull those emotional strings and make your story compelling.
You're nodding, Courtney.
Yeah, you know, that's where that video comes in, because you've got to get that human element across and tell your story. People donate to a story. They want to know, you know, what you're about.
Yeah, and you got to have puppies. Got to have puppies looking at you on
puppies,
the screen.
Puppies, kids.
Kids, yeah.
Puppies never hurt.
Blue sky.
We used a dog.
And Vince, Visual Compass being a company that has a broad range of services, you can take care of that social
media. Yeah, and the marketing piece is huge, too. Getting the word out through social media and other avenues.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joe, thank you for being with us, and the best to you with Comic-Con, Great Lakes Comic-Con, coming up this next weekend out at Macomb. I hope it goes very well for you, and we're just dying to hear about the movie coming up as well. Joe Bastian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
All right. And thank you, Vince. I'm dying to hear what that surprise is. We'll have to wait for that.
Shortly.
Okay, shortly. And Courtney Jones, thanks so much for being here as well.
Thanks, folks, for having me.
I hope you'll take a look at the resources we have on our homepage here under crowdfunding alternatives. If you've got a passion for something, that's the place to go.